Zakte Elge Mishnah weiter Mesechtos Bikurim Perig Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hakayne Shloisha Ilonis. Somebody buys three trees that are planted Petach Shechaveri in his friend's field, even though he didn't say anything about getting the karka underneath. Zakte Elge Mishnah maybe he brings the Bikurim from their payrois Vikayre. And he reads the parsha. Because if you buy three trees, the halach is for sure. You get the karka that's shaykh to these trees. Again, even if he never said anything about getting the karka. But that's the understanding. If you're buying three trees that are near each other, we assume that both the seller and the buyer understand. This is a field of trees, not just the trees themselves. And included in the sale is the ground. So mainly as the full chiyya for bikurim. So before we had a machloikis about two trees, whether the karka is included automatically or not. But here the Mishnah wants to make it very clear that when it comes to three trees, the karka is vade included. Rabbi Meir says, afilu shnayim, even two trees. Even if you only buy two trees that are near each other, our understanding is you bought a field, not just trees, and the karka is included. So lemaisa, what's it then if he only buys one tree? So according to the Chachamim, we assume for sure that does not include the karka. According to Rameyer says maybe. Rameyer is misupik about one. Maybe you just bought the tree, maybe you bought the karka underneath as well. If you buy two trees, the Chachamim say maybe. And Rameyer says, for sure the karka is yours. And if you buy three trees, everyone agrees. That again, although no one spoke about the karka, but it's assumed when you're buying three trees, you're buying the ground also. You're buying a field of trees. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kana ilan, if a person purchased a tree, one tree, vikarkoi, but he says beferish, that he doesn't want to just buy the tree, he wants to buy the land also. So then maybe vikari brings bikurim from his one tree and reads. Till now, the whole machloikis, one tree, two trees, is if we're not sure, because they didn't say anything about the land. But if he says beferish, the land is included in. The buyer and seller understood this. There's no shayla as to being bikurim, even from one tree. So here's the shayla in the Gemara. Let's say I buy a tree, and I say, beferish, I want the karka underneath. But if you know what tree roots look like, they really like spread far and wide. Underneath the ground, the roots are going all over the place. As a matter of fact, the Gemara tells us it'll travel until 16 amos. That being the case, so what does it help me? But I buy a tree and I say, beferish the land underneath, and even though the seller agreed, but this tree is still drawing energy from past where I own the land. Under the tree, or mamish, around the tree. And there's a Gemara about this in the Masechtas Bava Basra. So, lemaisa dar tushita, some hold, and a chanami. When the Mishnah says you buy the tree and its land, it doesn't just mean the land. Mamish around the area of the tree and underneath the tree, it means up until where the roots would spread out, because it has to be when you bring Bikurim that it's only growing on your land. There's another sheet, however, that says no. As long as you own the land underneath or right around the tree, it's okay. The roots are drawing energy, and they're spreading past that point. But it's brought down by the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. This is one of the conditions that Yeshua made when everyone got their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Don't be makbid if your land provides nourishment for someone else's roots. And Mamela, we're not so worried about the roots drawing some energy. As long as he owns the karka underneath, even if he doesn't own the whole area where the roots will spread, it's still included in the Ashatavi Me'artzacha that it's coming from your land. Vayter Zakta Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Bali Arisais Ve'Chachayrais Mevi'en V'Kairin. Once again, Arisais are sharecroppers. It's where I say, let's say, I'm going to work on your field, I'll get a third, I'll get a half of what is going to grow. I'm an aris. Or we make up a set amount. That's a chachar. Rabbi Yehuda holds, they do bring bikurim, and they read the parasha, because that's considered as if they have karka when it comes to bikurim. Sakta bat tenura, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So lemaisa, what's then? You buy one tree in your friend's field, you don't bring bikurim, unless you said beferish, you're getting the karka. With two trees, it's a machlaikis. With three trees, even if you didn't say beferish, you're getting the karka, we assume that you do get the karka, and it's maybe the kaira. But by the way, it's tafke if you bought all three at the same time, and they're like a segel, like a triangle. And in between the trees, there is between 4 and 16 amos. Also, it can't be that there's a hefsik between them. It can't be like a water that's running through or Rosh Hashanah. But if, again, you're buying three trees and you bought them at one time, and they're situated like a segel, like a triangle, and you have between 4 and 16 amos, and there's no hefsik in between them, there's no water or Rosh Hashanah running through, then you automatically get the karka. That's the understanding, even though they never said beferish that he's getting the karka. Mimela, when you buy three trees, everybody holds, you bring Bikurim and you read the Parsha. As far as people working on someone else's field and they get a percentage or a set amount, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore they do not bring Bikurim.